Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Local author Tom Vanderwell joins us on today's program to talk about his recently published book.
Well, Tom, first of all, congratulations. We've had you on the airwaves in a wide range of topics through Union Street Players and through community projects and through, of course, the Tulip Queen's announcement party. But you've been busy working on something else, published author. Let our listeners know about the book and the journey getting there.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, Tom, what do you do for a living? And I have spent 32 years in customer research and quality assessment. So when you call and they say your call may be monitored for quality and training purposes, that is what I've done for clients for over 30 years. And I estimate that I have assessed over 100,000 phone calls in my career. And so I wrote a book about, I was actually sitting here in the Peanut Pub right here in Pella, Iowa, and I was journaling, which I love to journal, it's one of my personal things, and I was journaling all of the life lessons that it came out of just listening to all these phone calls and my career. And I just thought to myself, this is a book. And it took about a decade, but it all finally came to be, and the book is out now.
So when you think about that topic and to the outside going in, customer service maybe gives people the heebie-jeebies, it gives them some sort of a reaction. But from your side of things and monitoring this interaction between Joe Q Public and these companies and these corporations and these businesses, what are the lessons you're gleaning from that? Because I think that, again, to some people, they hear customer service and they freak out, but there's a whole wide range, I'm sure, that they cover.
Oh, there is. And, you know, so my book is called This Call May Be Monitored, but the subtitle is What Eavesdropping on Corporate America Has Taught Me About Business and Life. And so the book is really a combination of both business lessons, because obviously there are so many things that you learn from just listening to what's those interactions, those moments of truth between a business and their customer. But there's also life lessons. So for example, to answer your question, there are three really key things that our customer research has proven. The number one thing customers want is resolution. I'm calling, I got a question that I need answered, or I got an issue that needs to be resolved. And that's always the number one thing in a customer's mind. But right behind that is courtesy and friendliness. They want to be treated well. They want a great, personal, courteous, friendly experience when they call. And then the third piece, which is really fascinating, because when I began my career, it wasn't a piece of the pie. But in 2008, this thing called the iPhone came out, and suddenly it changed how we think about time, how quickly we want things, how instant we expect things. And so that time dimension is so important. But it's not only important in business, I began to realize that it's important in my everyday relationships. And I thought about it, like, I started thinking about it, and like, wait a minute. Okay, when my wife Wendy sends me a task list, the utmost thing on her mind is, Tom, get this resolved. But guess what? She also wants me to be courteous. She wants to be grateful and to say thank you for the things that she does for me. And she wants me to be courteous and personable and friendly with her. And time is so. So I just realized that there's this overlap between business and life. And that's really what the book is about.
So if people want to learn more, if they want this copy, whatever it might be, how do they get access to this book and maybe even find you around town and ask you some questions about it?
Yeah, that's fine. So it's on Amazon. So that's the big question. Is it on Amazon? It is. The audiobook is in production. So it will, the audiobook will be available. But right now it's available paperback, hardback, and Kindle on Amazon. So just do a search for This Call May Be Monitored. My name, Tom Vanderwell. There's a space between the Vander and the Well. And if anybody here local would like a signed copy, just email me at tomvanderwell@gmail.com and be happy to get that for you as well.
Once again, that was local author Tom Vanderwell. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.